The movies are back, baby, and if you're looking for a weekly podcast to keep up with all the new releases and all the hottest news and rumors coming out of Hollywood, check out Movies, Baby, with 5 Y's. Is Emma Stone on track for greatest actress of all time?
What's the best Godzilla movie of all?
What's up with John Cena?
Love Lies Bleeding? We'll take more where that came from.
What movie should have won Best Picture at this year's Oscars?
Hint. The name of 2 months, and they ain't close together.
Those are just some of the topics we've discussed on recent episodes of Movies, Baby. Every week on Movies, Baby, Forever Dog co-founders and lifelong movie fanatics Brett and Joe break down the hottest movie news, review the latest releases, shout out forgotten classics, and prophesy the future of Hollywood. You can listen to Movies, Baby, wherever you get podcasts, and you can watch Movies, Baby live every Thursday night on YouTube at Movies, Baby with 5 Y's. Movies, Baby!
Welcome to Beach Too Sandy, Water Too Wet, a podcast featuring real reviews written by people who just need the world to know what they think. Between you and me, I wanted to like this podcast, but I'd give it 0 stars if I could.
Hi, everyone. Oh, my goodness. Welcome to episode 94. 4?
94. Welcome to our podcast.
It's called Beach Too Sandy, Water Too Wet. It's a podcast.
It is where we read. This sounds like we're doing a play for our parents and we're like, welcome. Our show is called.
And we look to each other like, okay, your turn to take over. Please
say something.
It's called
Dance Recital. hi, everyone. Welcome. This is Beach Too Sandy, Water Too Wet, the podcast where we read the worst reviews in the most dramatic fashion, only for our parents who really wish they hadn't had to come and watch our performance.
Except they actually stopped listening like 90 episodes ago.
That's true. This was all in an effort to get our parents to watch us do our talent show in the living room, and they're still not watching. Mm-hmm. So that's okay. We like you guys too.
We do. And don't take this the wrong way, Christiana, but it feels like the fact that we've done this 94 times, it definitely feels like we've been doing this much more than 94 times.
It does.
Is it just me?
It's probably
just a weird number.
Because those before the 94 times, we did actual recitals in our living room 94,000 times.
That's what it was.
So this just feels kind of similar to those awkward experiences that I definitely have captured on home video somewhere.
I don't want to see that. Life is a blur, basically. And let's just keep moving on.
This week's theme was sent in by Eva. It is airports in North Carolina. The entire state.
And the challenge was given to you, me, by you and Kat. She had sent in an email and wanted reviews of venues that are based on the performance that the reviewer saw there and not the venue itself.
That's right. And I think Joshy also had suggested something similar.
If I remember correctly,
which I probably don't.
If not, correct us and we'll hopefully remember for next week.
If not, correct us and we will ignore your email and never admit our wrongdoing.
Exactly.
So before we start, I know we don't really do intros on this show, so this is gonna be very short, but I wanted to thank everybody who wrote in about my dilemma of my lack of directional skills. I woke up the morning that the episode was released to a bunch of emails, and people were so helpful, and I feel so validated.
So true.
It's honestly, there were a couple different things people suggested as to what might be going on, and some people wrote in saying they had something similar or like an issue that was in the same class, like the same vein. And so thank you, everybody, for your help. I plan on responding to those emails. I have not gotten around to it yet, but they are in a folder that Zanny made for me called X-Teen to Respond. So I'm...
They just kept coming in, so I was like, gotta put them somewhere.
I had made a folder probably like a year and a half ago called X-Teen to Respond, and there are still emails in there from a year and a half ago, because once I put them in the folder, I went, okay, now they're in a place that I know I need to respond to them, and then I just kind of ignored it. So I do have a couple.
Honestly, I should just put all emails in there. Reroute all emails into that and just have you do everything.
I won't do it. That's the issue here. But anyway, I think the biggest consensus that seemed to occur from these emails was something called developmental topographical disorientation, aka DTD. And it's basically this idea that you kind of lack the ability to create a map in your own head, and like you don't see the world in the way that most people do, as far as like being able to picture where you are kind of topographically, like on a map. And I didn't know until I read these articles that like anybody could do that. Like, I've never heard of such a thing. Like, can you, Alexander, like, for example, can you, if you're like in a place trying to figure out where you're going, can you kind of like picture bird's eye view, like what your location is? What? I've never even heard of such a thing. I don't even understand how you could do that. So anyway, it's basically like a cognitive disorder. And I had therapy that day. So that poor lady, I walked in and I was like, I have to talk about this disorder, this neural disorder. And she was like, oh dear. Okay.
Another one.
I know. And so she and I talked about it for a long time, and I think that might be actually what it is. So,
exciting. That's great that people put a name to it.
I know
as in like for you, like a name. Yeah. So that there's a name, not like whoever invented this. the people who wrote it, and thank you. That's awesome.
It is. And my therapist was like, well, is this like helping you at all? This, like, is this not just adding to your stress? And I was like, no, because it's putting a label on something that I thought was just me being, and everyone always yells at me like, oh, you just don't pay enough attention. And I'm like, that's not it. I really try. So anyway, I feel a little better about that. So thank you everybody who wrote in. That's all. So now we can actually do the episode.
Okay. No, it is really great. And I'm glad that that all those people reached out for you. Wait, one more question. Can you, like, when you close your eyes, can you see pictures? Can you, like, conjure images?
I think so.
Okay, because not everyone can.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I think so. Like, I can imagine what that would look like, I guess.
Okay.
Well, there are a couple things that are related to. So when I mentioned that to Mom, the whole, like, it's called DTD. And she was like, well, you know, you were really, really, really terrible at fine motor skills. And it took you like a year to figure out how to like pick up a Cheerio. And so I think there are some related, deficiencies that I had growing up that were related. And she's like, well, I was really busy teaching you to pick up Cheerios. So sorry, I didn't teach you how to learn to read a map. And I was like, okay, no one's blaming you for this. This is clearly something going on in my brain. So in any case,
pick up Cheerios. Oh my
God. Pick up Cheerios. And guess what? I can say now that about 50% of the time I can pick up a Cheerio.
50%? That's actually, better than I expected.
Okay. Well, thanks, everyone. I mean, people with like PhDs wrote in. It was just like I felt very validated. So
Mom wrote in?
She did.
What
she was like,
what did she have to say?
She had to say, you just need to pay more attention. You're just not paying any attention.
Eat your Cheerios.
Eat your Cheerios one by one. Okay. And you'll get there. All right. Do you want to go first?
Sure. My first review is by David of Raleigh-Durham International Airport. 1 star. I have to start by saying that this is not about the airport. The airport experience has been smooth. For that, I am grateful. The only thing was a restaurant inside this airport, Whiskey River. I sat in one of their chairs at the restaurant, and the waitress was very rude about it. I understand that these sits are for their customers only, but they're...
I'm trying to watch your face and understand what's happening.
I just love that this sits instead of these seats. They said this sits. Okay, I'm trying to get through it. I understand that these sits are for their customers only, but they are ways of letting people know is against their policy for others to even have a sit in their restaurant. End of review. Someone literally went in, sat in their restaurant, and they were like, can we help you? Nope. I'm just sitting in your restaurant.
How do you think that that's okay? It's like, you're not at the mall or like you do, and you go into the Cheesecake Factory and sit down to like go through your receipts. Like, that's not how a dining
don't
works.
Don't get me wrong. I understand that airports get very busy, but why do you have to walk into a restaurant? They weren't even like, oh, there are these chairs outside. They literally said I was in their restaurant and they got mad at me for sitting
down. The way, most of those restaurants, you have to like see the host to be seated. So they probably just walked in past the host stand and like sat somewhere without even like acknowledging.
Oh my gosh. And I love, but they even said that they understand that it's for customers only. And yet they were left a one-star review.
It's actually so much worse if they understand. If they didn't understand that, I'd give them a pass because they've never been to an airport before. But
or a restaurant.
I guess. A restaurant for that matter. Oh, my goodness. Okay, so, oh, God, with all the suitcases, too. No, I'm just hanging out. Okay, I have one of Charlotte Douglas International Airport. This is a one-star review by Jeremy. American Airlines, are you people insane? Copycat from United Airline and Delta 2. Seriously? Stop being so freaking stupid like United Airline and Delta. They are a bunch of asshole, low-class, and sickening, uneducated people with their and no heart whatsoever. Stop making a bunch of excuses when the flights, it is not, I repeat, it's not necessary to cancel the flights and or delays since there's nothing wrong with the fucking weather in Northeast, not Southeast, or West Side or East Side. Duh. Hello. So open the fucking doors, air, so people can fly home. Can you guys stop fucking around with other people's lives? Totally fucking insane nowadays. All the airlines are copycat each other, dicks and balls.
Oh my God.
Christina, this is so much longer than I remember.
I'm so glad you found this, because if I were reading this, my neighbors would be calling the police right now.
I can't breathe. Totally fucking insane nowadays. All the airlines are copycat each other, dicks and balls licking just to make people's lives more miserable. Nothing but a bunch of assholes operating none shitty rules. End of review.
I am picturing the worst thing ever. Just like this person just sweating red in the face, like just freaking out. Like it's just this, for anyone to have this type of stream of conscience, like, oh my God. I don't get it. Dick and ball licking, like, just going on.
I just love that, like, there's clearly nothing wrong with the fucking weather in any sort of east, west, south, north. Hello. When they said duh, after, like, 8 sentences that meant nothing, I was like, now I'm really baffled at that this makes sense to anybody. And then it says, can you guys stop fucking around? And I didn't really relay this properly, but then there's about 18 dot, 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 dots. And then it says, with other people's lives.
Oh,
so,
my God.
I mean, really, there's a lot of thought that went into this. Can you imagine if this was the guy who didn't understand where you could sit in the airport? And so he went to the restaurant and he's like, I'm actually really busy. My flight's delayed, so I'm writing a review on Yelp.
Yeah, I wouldn't approach him. Based on what he wrote, I would not approach him.
No,
like, I'm sure looking at like this was one of those reviews that it's obvious that this wasn't just a calm typing. Like you could visibly, like, if you saw this person writing this, you could tell they were writing this.
They are,
like, you could tell, you'd be like, oh yeah, that man must have just written dick and balls.
Yeah, he has carpal tunnel specifically from that
because of this review.
Yeah. When he says, can you open the fucking air doors so people can fly home? I don't know. I just, some of it is humorous and then the rest is just frightening.
Oh my God. I don't even know. But a lot of people did say, like, ugh, how dare they cancel my flight? The weather's fine. And they're saying there's something wrong with the air traffic control tower. And it's like, well, what do you want to do? Still hop on your plane?
That's what I don't get.
Go flying? Like,
if they
they're canceling
say,
it for a reason.
Right. If they say to me there's a an error with the airplane, or like a mechanical failure or mechanical issue, I almost hope that the entire flight gets canceled at that point, because I'm like, I'm not going to feel comfortable getting on this plane in an hour when they say it's all been fixed, because what the hell is wrong with it? And there was one, were a lot of people who didn't understand that the weather doesn't have to be in that location. Like, you're in North Carolina, I get it that, like, it's not, you know, necessarily going to be as bad. But there were people who were saying, well, it doesn't make sense that my flight was delayed. The flight next to me going to Topeka wasn't delayed.
To get to Topeka, you don't have to go over the Bermuda Triangle.
You're flying. Right. anyway.
All right, this next one is of Raleigh-Durham International, and this is by Kathy. One star. We flew out of Raleigh-Durham June 11th at 5 a.m. Everyone from curbside check-in to TSA was extremely rude. The TSA agents purposely made us miss our flight, as they purposely held up our stuff once they knew we were in a hurry. We asked for help from five different people, and half of them just ignored us. They weren't doing their job, they were intentionally getting a thrill out of seeing two young women and three babies struggling to make their flight. End of review.
Oh my god, to ever think that anybody in a service type industry is getting a thrill out of three babies being in their presence. That's so false. Like, I'm such sorry.
This is such a bold accusation.
It is.
Like, what?
It's actually, and like, I love how pretty, it's like, wild.
They asked for help from five different people, and then only half of them ignored them. So, like, 2.5 people, like, actually, like, came up and, like, did something. I don't understand. Like, or just acknowledged their presence.
What were they doing? I don't know. None of this sounds...
Like, were they asking... And also, were they asking other passengers? Like,
help me
from these TSA agents, please.
Yeah, everyone's, like, giving them a wide berth.
Yeah.
Making sure they don't make eye contact.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, all those TSA agents want to do is go home. I can promise you that much.
Hair thinning impacts a lot of us. In fact, over half of us will experience hair thinning at some point in our lives. It's not only common, it's normal. Join the over 1 million people who are doing something about it with Nutrafol. I know you've probably heard this from me a million times, but I've been using Nutrafol for years. I have gotten compliments from people who've known me my whole life asking how I got my hair to look so much thicker. I've always struggled with thinning hair, hair loss, just thin hair in general. And so, you know, it's been a lifesaver to have Nutrafol, and my hair feels healthier than ever. Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement, with over 1 million people seeing thicker, stronger, faster growing hair with less shedding. And it's Mother's Day, so what a great gift idea. Wink, wink. Take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering our listeners $10 off your first month subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and enter the promo code BEACH2SANDY. Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and stylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol.com, promo code BEACH2SANDY. That's Nutrafol.com, promo code BEACH2SANDY.
Can you imagine if you were, like, you worked for TSA and you were getting ready to go to work, and you were like, you woke up at like 3 a.m. and you were like, I just really hope there are extra babies in line today that I can just, like, make the mom's lives so difficult. That would be so much fun. Work is so fun at the TSA line.
Exactly. Why does anyone think that the world revolves around them to the point that people have fun, like, screwing with them in these ways? Like, forcing someone to miss
making
their
babies cry.
It's just so bizarre.
Oh boy. Okay, I have one star review by Jerry. This is also of the Charlotte Douglas International Airport. We ordered the house fried rice and pot stickers. My dog would have turned its nose. I had very low expectations going in. They were not low enough. When I went back and told the cashier to pass my disappointment along to the chef, he said, okay.
Okay. Okay. I was expecting something else. He said, okay.
Okay. If this place did not have a captive and every evolving audience. Wait, hang on. No, I read
wait,
that. Wait,
was
read
this
that
like
right.
A dinner theater?
Yes. If this place did not have a captive and every evolving audience at the airport, it wouldn't make it 2 weeks. Genghis, spelled like Genghis Khan. Genghis is Mandarin for.
Is there another way to spell it? I'm sorry. Just. I'm just curious.
I just wanted to clarify what I was saying. Like,
I see.
Genghis
okay,
Khan.
That makes sense.
I don't know if it, like, without the Khan part, has the same, you know, intonation, like same
true
meaning behind it. Genghis is Mandarin for don't eat here. I hope I've been clear enough. End of review.
Wowee.
I hope you've been clear enough too. Unfortunately, you haven't been.
Unfortunately,
so.
Not. We'd love to hear more from you.
We'd love to learn what the fuck you're talking about, Mandarin. And also, I googled Genghis Mandarin, and it did not. That's not what happened when I put it in the translate.
Well, of
app.
Course, they're just being an asshole.
Oh, is that the name of the restaurant? I get
it. Yeah. Oh. Christina, you didn't get that? Where the...
No.
Have you never hosted the show before?
Wow. Yeah, I didn't get it till right now.
I love that, Christina.
Genghis is Mandarin for don't eat here. Okay, I get it. Well, I like that Jerry said, I hope I've been clear. And I'm like, actually, you need to clarify it like further. But I'll have Alexander do that for me because apparently
I'm familiar with these.
Alexander
these
speaks
types of
Jerry,
people.
Yelp, speak and Mandarin.
Oh, no.
Well, at least they have a captive audience that's ever evolving.
All right. My next one is again of Raleigh Durham. This is by Lenny. This is one star. Not recommended. Their security is so rude. Would let you go to some of their restaurants. This particular security, she was rude. She sounds like a robot. Back in October, I kept brushing her away after she said you need a boarding pass to go to one of the restaurants. In the airport, I was telling to her, get lost. Their restaurants are not good anyway. She was not going ruined for us on my birthday. She kept repeating herself, and I kept telling her to get lost. Same thing with license plate situation. End of review.
What? Did she go to the airport for her birthday?
Christina, so basically what I'm trying to tell you here is this. You think your person isn't being clear enough? Come on. Look at the people I've dealt with.
I get you're right.
What is going on here? What is happening?
Concede to you here.
Thank you.
Well, also,
give me the credit I deserve.
Then with the license plate thing, does she also go to the DMV on her birthday? Like, does
no
she
idea.
Go to just the world's worst places to experience life on her birthday?
Like, literally.
The airport, TSA, and DMV?
That's like some sort of, like, you lose a bet, and, like, the person says, okay, for the next five birthdays, you have to go to, like, the airport, the DMV, the Cracker Barrel. Okay, no, that's a positive. I'm
Alexander!
That was a joke. I'm sorry. That was not funny.
Wow.
The Social Security Office, Parking Enforcement Bureau.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow, you're good at this game. I'm never going to play this game with you. I love that, like, the security is like, you need to have a boarding pass to literally go beyond security and eat at a restaurant. She's like, get lost. Lady, get
literally,
lost.
Literally, like, the amount of times we're like, yeah, I had to brush her away.
I told her to get lost. Yeah, I know she wanted my autograph or something. It's like, no. She wanted you to not, you know.
She kept trying to wish me a happy birthday, and I was like, get away from me. Buzz off.
Buzz off, creep. Oh, okay. Okay, so we don't have further clarity. Is that what I'm understanding?
No,
okay,
that's about it.
You're
welcome.
That was just birthday time at the airport.
Mm-hmm.
So now I have a one-star review of the still Charlotte Douglas International Airport. This one's by Jamie. I'm on the E-terminal, and all of the announcements are in some gibberish language. Why is this place so hostile to Americans? End of review.
Oh, no.
I know.
I hate that.
I hate that, too. Well, you're in North Carolina. What possible gibberish could it be? Unless you're flying to an international location, or it's just, you know, in Spanish, which is an often used translation in the U.S. I can't imagine what, quote-unquote, gibberish it would be that you so aptly cannot understand.
I mean, just imagine you're just, like, telling on yourself like that, you know?
Like just
hey,
outright
this sounds
your...
like gibberish. I don't understand this. Hey,
and
I'm
also I feel
idiot.
Threatened by it.
Oh, yeah.
I like that the announcements are in a different language, and so she's like, wow, they're so hostile. It's just like, how do you you're right, like, you're outright admitting, like, insane xenophobia right there.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, there's no way around it.
Ugh.
Your turn.
This next one is of Asheville Regional Airport. This is by Katie. One star. I stopped using Asheville because of the simple fact every time I fly, I'm stuck watching the lame stream media at the lounge. They refuse to have a Fox News channel because it's too controversial. What a joke. Well, too controversial just lost you money. I'll drive the hour 15 minutes to stop listening to the hateful commie rhetoric. End of review.
Oh my god.
Can you imagine writing this out and using the word hateful and not, like, having, like, second thoughts and being like, well, maybe I'm the hateful one here.
Hateful
by
commie rhetoric. It's so hostile toward Americans, these airports in North Carolina.
It's so sad, huh?
That's pretty bananas. I have a proposal This is part of please. Christine 2020. What was my other platform?
Christina, I don't know, and okay. I don't want to know.
I'm going to look it up because I wrote it down.
Why?
In our show notes. Oh, eradicate all ocean worms is my first platform.
What? Are you serious?
Yeah.
That was it?
Yeah. And now I have.
Oh, my God.
Now I have a second.
So dumb.
I have a second. That's also, so dumb. Oh, I just went back. I typed in Christine 2020 on my notes app. I have a bunch. Also, stop giving teens internet. Christine 2020.
Yeah, I was going to say, I feel like that's not where it started, but yeah, that was definitely a thing.
Christine 2020 needs the Nebraskan vote.
It's so stupid.
What is this? So
I don't know, and I don't want to know.
Idiotic. Okay.
Anyway, what's your next thing now?
Bring back ranch dressing, Christine 2020. I'm sorry.
What?
Okay. I don't know. That was another one. Bring back ranch dressing.
That was another one?
Yeah. So, okay. Now, that
was
going
to say, what does that have to do with this?
Everything. So my new platform is that I think before anyone gets on an airplane, TSA should scan not only their carry-on, but also their Yelp profile. And, you know, if they're writing some of this
I'm actually into that
rhetoric, then maybe they should take a time out and sit in the Cheesecake Factory or whatever restaurant that guy was in and, like, you know, think
Whiskey
about
Whiskey River, yes.
Whiskey River, like, take a float down Whiskey River and think about what you've done.
Mm-hmm. Think about what you've done. Wow, Christina, this is the first platform of yours that I'm behind.
Not eradicate all ocean worms, no. Christine 2020.
No, definitely not that.
Well, thank you for I finally won the vote. I'm trying to be as amenable to all voters as possible.
Yeah, you finally got my vote. So one more vote.
One
literally
vote.
Just one, because no one else gives a shit about this. No one else gives a shit about Yelp and airports other than us, because it's literally our careers.
It's literally all we care about. That's true. Okay, so that's my comment.
Hey,
anyway.
I'm voting. Okay. If that were your only platform, I would vote for you.
No, you can't take it back. No backseat. That's how voting works. That's democracy.
No.
You can't take it back. You can't change your mind.
Christina, stop your hateful commie rhetoric is really bumming me out right now.
Hateful commie rhetoric, Christine 2020. If that's what you want, that's what you'll get. I have also, Alexander, a review of the Asheville Regional Airport.
Oh, goody.
And there's two in a row that I want to read to you. Is that okay?
Please.
Okay. So the first one is by Truth. It's one star. TSA threw away my 3.5-ounce applesauce because they saw it as a security threat. End of review.
Okay.
So that's unfortunate
sounds
for you.
Like, sounds like TSA, yeah.
Also, 3.5 ounces of applesauce. Do you think they come in that much, or do you think that she, like, specifically poured that much into a Ziploc?
Oh, that's a good...
to, like, meet the requirement, you know?
Oh, that's a good question.
I wonder. Anyway.
Well, obviously, they didn't meet the requirement, so...
Meet some requirement, which is probably you can't bring applesauce in a Ziploc bag. So this is now one that I found, like, pages later by a different account. But this is one-star review by... Pettacular Pet Sitting. This airport sucks. Burgess at TSA was rude and hostile. Good job, Burgess. You got my two individual cups of applesauce. Hope you're happy. End of review.
So it's literally just Burgess here.
Something's going on, Burgess.
Someone's taking people's applesauce. It's nothing to do with liquid requirements. Burgess just really loves applesauce.
Burgess, stop. You're being too obvious. You need to be more discreet.
I was going to say, don't tell Burgess to stop. But I see what you're saying. You're trying to be...
I'm trying to give
trying
him
to help Burgess.
Advice.
Got it. Help Burgess get some more applesauce.
What you don't understand, Alexander, is that I need Burgess's vote for 2020.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
And there's really
yes,
only
you
one
do.
Way.
You have no... The only way is applesauce?
The only way is applesauce is to help him get the applesauce he so urgently needs, you know?
Yeah, and the problem is you give a Burgess an applesauce, you feed him for a meal. You teach a Burgess how to steal applesauce. You feed him for at least one meal. So more, hopefully more than one, depending on how well you teach him.
And then you become president. So that's why.
And you get his vote.
That's why I've really specified my, I'm trying to go niche. Remember when I said I was trying to cater to every voter? I'm now trying to cater to only one, and it's just Burgess.
One at a time here. The problem is, like, as you go jump from one to the next, you'll lose other people's votes.
So, no, like, that's a thing.
At all times, maximum, you'll have maybe, like, three. Because you'll jump to the next one and, like, teach them something. And the person, like, three voters ago was like, well, that's, I don't like that platform.
I thought you said you'd never steal applesauce from anyone. And now you're teaching people how to do it.
Exactly.
I thought
they
they
signed on for your, for your applesauce like security platform.
That's how I originally got Pettacular Pet Sitting to sponsor me. Yeah. What do you call it when like a magazine when a newspaper says like
endorsed
me? And now
you'll have to learn this stuff once you're like seriously running.
I don't think I will, because it seems
is that part of your appeal?
It's part of my campaign. Is that
you're ignorant?
I'm ignorant. Is that English is not my first language, and that's why I'm really hostile toward Americans, because I just speak gibberish all the time
with some commie rhetoric.
I speak commie rhetoric gibberish all the time. Your turn.
Here is a review by David. This is of Raleigh, Durham. 1-star review. This was previously a 5-star review until Jamie at RDU airport location threatened to physically assault me because he did not like me using my rewards at his location from my Emerald Club membership. National/Enterprise has borderline criminally canceled my membership without valid reason, while I still had over $300 of unused credit. I've reached out to area managers, risk managers, corporate customer service, and others, yet no one ever returned a call. I have since switched to renting with Hertz, and already a President Circle, highest rewards membership level, member. Jamie told me he didn't care about the thousands of dollars yearly he lost from a customer like me, because in his words, there are a million other customers. If you need to rent a few times a year, Enterprise and National might be okay, but if you rent regularly, don't expect them to honor their reward system. Worst experience with a major corporation I've ever had. End of review.
Wow, this person gives me quite a headache.
Yeah, and I'm thinking like, The whole threatening thing, like, it's the same with those people from before. Like, these staff members want as little to do with you as possible.
Yes, correct.
Like, beyond what they're meant to do for you.
Right.
Like, they don't want anything beyond, let's let this transaction happen. Right. Let me help you how I'm supposed to help you, what I'm getting paid to do, and move on.
They don't, they don't look forward to going to work so that they can have a physical altercation with a customer. That's not the plan. That's not the goal. And I love that there was two separate thoughts in there. One was that this guy was like ready to fight him, and then because he wanted to use his rewards, and then the other one was that he literally gave no shits about him and said he was just like the millions of other customers out there. So there's like two very discreet opinions going on here that I'm pretty sure the second one is the most valid and most likely. Yeah.
But I'm very glad to know that this person has such a good car rental per customer, you know, the fact that they are at the highest level.
It's just like such a weird thing to brag about. I mean, like, I got a travel credit card and it like automatically put me in one of those dumb, like, you know, whatever circle tier, whatever, like tier.
Oh, you know, the name. You don't act ignorant. This is part of your political
I'm
bullshit.
I'm the everyman's president. No. Actually, I'm just the President's Circle president. So if you're in the President's Circle.
I fly Frontier. I'm just like you. As she uses her Delta Onyx Amex. I don't even know.
The Onyx Amex. You got to trademark that. That's good. It's just such a weird thing to brag about. It's like, that's not impressive. That just means you're like spending way too much money, or like a lot of money on rental cars, or you have like a fancy credit card, which like, okay, I guess that is something people like that guy brag about. But I don't think that guy really gave a shit. Also, excuse me, when he was like, oh, he didn't care about the thousands of dollars he was losing. And I'm like, he's not losing thousands of dollars.
He's
like,
losing
he
shit.
Doesn't give a crap that that's the company is losing your shitty business.
Very good point.
That's all I have to say. Cool. So all I have left is redemptions.
Okay.
Do you have
I have some not redemptions, but
okay. How do you want to do it?
One. Let me read my last one.
Okay.
I have one more. This is a review of Charlotte Douglas International. This is a one-star review by Angie. Fire alarm's been going off for over 10 minutes. Nobody around to try to turn it off. None of the gate agents know who to call or what to do. Downright hilarious. End of review.
Wow, that does sound pretty comical. I hope you use that in your next sitcom script.
Oh, yeah. I like that. Everyone's just like scrambling, but except... like, this person's just writing their Google review.
I like how instead of, like, texting their partner or their, like, friend, like, hey, guess what's happening? It's really funny. They're like, I know who would like to hear this. My Yelp followers. This is what they come to my Yelp page for. Grade A comedy.
Grade A comedy. But I also feel like that's the thing is if I were in an airport and the fire alarm went off, I wouldn't, like, leave. You know?
True, because then you'd have to go back through security.
I would assume it's a mistake, and I would assume someone would fix it. But what if there were actually a fire? I don't know. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
I feel like my first instinct wouldn't be to flee. It would be to just look around being like, ugh, this is annoying.
I think my first instinct would be whoever gets up first, I'm taking your chair if it's near an outlet. Which probably, like, isn't the best way to go about it. But yeah, you're right. That doesn't seem like a great place to be when a fire breaks out. Okay, so I just have redemptions. Should I read those?
Let's do it. Yeah, I've got one. I have one as well. So
okay,
you go
cool.
First.
So this is a redemption of the Charlotte Douglas International Airport. This is a 5-star review by Jeanette. My first time on an airplane. What an experience! End of review.
Aww.
Isn't that nice?
I like that a lot.
Because I saw a few that were like, my first time on an airplane, it was awful. And I'm like, yeah, it is pretty awful, actually. But this person, Jeanette, had a good time, which I really appreciated.
I'm glad. I'm glad for Jeanette. Mine is a 5-star review of Asheville Regional Airport. This is by Mary. The night shift manager for cleaning the planes, etc., went above and beyond to help me get my check-in bag off the conveyor belt and into my rental. I am disabled and was having difficulty pulling it and lifting it. His name is Thorne. I couldn't have done it without him. He is awesome. Thank you, Thorne.
Oh, that's really nice. Yeah.
I know.
That's lovely. It's so rare that you see those.
I know. It made me happy.
Wow. Well, I have a 5-star review also. Wait, what was that one for? Asheville?
Asheville.
Okay, mm-hmm. I have one for Asheville as well. This is 5 stars by Tom. The boutique airport, the genteel southerner, LOL, a cute airport with petite planes, end of review.
Was there like some sort of writing prompt that they got before writing this?
It sounds like
it. Seems so specific the way they like. What? Like
genteel southerner, LOL. I don't know. I have no idea. I just thought it was funny how bemused Tom was with his own
bemused.
Writing.
Bemused. So true. Yes. I would consider myself bemused.
And then I have one more. This is a Wilgrove Airport in Charlotte. This is a 5-star review by Marlin. This is the airport that I usually fly my jet out of. Great service. First class all the way. They always have my private limo waiting when I land. End of review.
I hate it.
I know. I'm sorry I had to end on such a downer.
I hope that's
5-star.
I hope that's a joke. Okay, maybe. I don't know. Well, at least they left a 5-star review.
Oh, it wasn't a joke. It was sincere. I made sure of it. I clicked through their profile.
Really? You're like, ooh. I wonder if I can get
like
this.
Marlin, he's my next voter.
Get Marlin's number or money.
I bet Marlin's in the president's circle at Hertz.
Ooh.
I bet I could get him to not only sponsor me, or wait, what is it? Endorse? Not only endorse me, I bet I could get him to contribute to my campaign. At least contribute like a limo or something.
Contribute a limo.
One,
I like that.
One individual limo. Limousine.
Contribute for the Asheville Airport's limo.
I just want one limo from Asheville, North Carolina. That's my campaign contribution.
Hey, you know what? Whatever works. You know what? I think it's time for our challenge, is it?
It is. I'm ready.
The challenge was from Kat, and it was to find reviews of venues that are based on the performance that the reviewer saw there and not the venue itself. Okay, starting off with one of Mississippi Studios in Portland, Oregon. This is by Harriet. So this is a 3-star review. Went here for the Anna Tijoux, French Chilean rapper known for her social and political activism. It was a great venue, but the show was just okay. I think it was just due to taste, really, since I don't care much for rap, and even less when it's in a language I have a hard time understanding. I'm sure it could have been better if I had seen another artist, though. End of review.
Aww.
So just middle of the road, you know.
That's depressing.
You think?
Yeah, because I'm like, if you're going to go see a show, like if you're going to go see a rapper perform, why would you give it? And you know you don't like rap. I don't know. I'm just like, it's just so weird to me. It's like if somebody I knew were like, hey, do you want to go to this, I don't know, sporting event with me? And I didn't particularly enjoy the sport, but I went anyway. I wouldn't go home and be like, wow, I don't like watching the sport. I'm going to give it a shitty review.
Yeah.
Like you knew it. I don't know. If you were like, I love this artist and they did a bad job. Okay, sure.
That is a good point. I don't know. Yeah, that is weird.
It just feels like an unfair, like they can't win because you already, it's like if people were going to, for example, my live show and were like, well, I hate the podcast anyway, so I didn't enjoy myself 1-star. It's like, well, then why are you going? I don't know. Whatever.
Maybe they were hoping to like
change their mind.
Change their mind, I guess. But still, then why would you leave a review? I think that is, even though like other ones were like goofy and whatever, this one was very much like fit the challenge. And yeah, I guess not in a great way because it was just so middle of the road and like, yeah, it's like
they can't win, the artist can't win,
and neither can the venue,
and neither can the venue.
Like the venue was great, but yeah,
anyway,
I don't know. Okay, here is,
as a performing artist, I have a lot of thoughts. That's all.
Oh, yeah, tell me more.
I just told you all of them.
Oh, that's it.
I thought that
those were all your thoughts.
Those are all of them. You didn't think that was a lot? It feels like a lot.
No, I honestly, I could hear so much more from you.
I'll tell you later.
Just kidding. Please don't. Okay. I mean, yay. All right. My next one is of the Globe Theater here in LA. This is a 3-star review by Mickey. RuPaul Work, the world tour show, was terrible. The audio was so bad, the audience couldn't hear anything but bass. No conversation, no jokes, could barely hear the lyrics. I, my friends, and other walked out when they took a break. Wasted our evening. Plus, it was crazy hot to boot. Everyone, including the entertainers, were fanning themselves. I would expect so much more from you guys. Come on. Sent from my iPhone. End of review.
Sent from my iPhone?
I especially like that part. I don't know. But, like, see, I've never seen that on a Yelp review until, like, today. So I was like, okay.
Yeah, that's like
they
when
literally
you
somehow included sent from my iPhone.
Oh, my God, wait. Maybe they literally sent it to, like, RuPaul's manager or something and then like copy and pasted it into a Yelp review because they were just
maybe
so fed up.
This was in 2017, so I think at that point it wasn't like that impressive to own an iPhone. It wasn't like the first, you know, like it wasn't
bragging rights. If you had a BlackBerry, so you would write sent from an iPhone, sent by my iPhone, or whatever the fuck at the bottom of your email.
I don't think I would do that, but I did watch the video of like, it was like talking about, it was like this Karen who went to get the like when the iPhone first came out and waited, and there were people waiting in line, and she paid the person in the front of the line $800 so she could be first because she was planning on buying out the entire AT&T store of their iPhone stock, and she got in and they were like, it's only one per customer. And all these people were like camping out for it. And the guy who got the $800, he was with two other people apparently. And so, or like two other people were in line as well, like his friends. And between the three of them, they only were planning on buying two phones. So like it worked out perfectly where they got an extra $800 and they got the two phones that they wanted.
Oh my God.
Yeah, so stupid. I thought that was pretty funny. And that guy who was actually in front of the line, like in this video, is a musician and YouTuber. Okay, so his name is Mark Rebellet? R-E-B-I-L-L-E-T.
Rebellet?
Rebellet. Rebellet.
Rebellet.
I think I'm trying too hard. The video I watched was called How to Funk in 2 Minutes, and it was amazing.
Oh.
So, yeah, very talented musician. Anyway, random side note. Let's get back to reviews. I have two more.
Okay.
And they're both of the same place. Good old Paul Brown Stadium.
No way. This should be fun.
This first one also includes a little stadium-related stuff, but I liked it. This is by Roger, 1 star. Terrible atmosphere. I felt like I was in a depression museum. The terrible attempt at stadium food made it even worse. End of review.
Okay, everybody stop. What's a depression museum and how do I go there and get a lifetime membership?
We're going to be put on display, Christina.
Oh, don't no, worry. You're right. We're the first exhibit. We're the only exhibit. Wow, Depression Museum, that's a new one. Also, I want to add that if in case you don't know, Paul Brown Stadium is the Bengals stadium in Cincinnati.
Oh, yeah.
In case you're not from Cincinnati, like, you know.
And it was really sad reading these reviews because we went a lot growing up because our dad's a big fan. We are as well. But speaking of which, Christina, when you're here on Thursday, want to watch the Bengals game?
Did you watch it
yesterday?
Thursday
Night Football? Yeah, I did. I don't want to talk about
it. Horrible. So bad. I didn't even text you about it.
I literally threw my remote across the room. Allie, my ex-girlfriend, she said that she didn't recognize me the first time she watched me watching football.
So I could have warned her.
I turn into a different person.
Yeah, it's really frightening. I was going to text you because it seemed to be going well all of a sudden. And then Blaze is like, oh, your brother must be so excited. And then things went really not well, and he goes,
my palms were so sweaty.
He literally goes, don't text him.
No, thank you.
Don't text him. I was like, I'm not planning on it.
I threw my remote across the room. Okay, it wasn't that dramatic. It wasn't like aggressively. I just like tossed it. But I mean, a shanked field goal to lose, and like that penalty before
it
was a legitimate penalty, but I don't think he needed to.
It was so
to draw the. It was a whole thing. It was a whole thing. Anyway, I don't want to talk about it.
It's a depression museum. Okay.
New game coming up. And speaking of which, here's another review of Paul Brown Stadium, 1 star by Garrett. Would be a much nicer stadium if the team didn't make it look so bad. End of review.
Amen.
Very succinct and like,
I love
very
that.
Very true. I mean, yeah.
It hurts, but it's so real. It's so true. It's a true fact.
Wow. And that's all I've
Thank
got
you, Sandy.
For us.
That was very good. You completed the challenge with flying colors.
I tried. I tried my best. Now I'm sad because I got into a talk
I'm
about
sorry.
It. Let's snap out of it.
Snap
I'm
out
fine.
Of it.
I'm being a baby.
We'll watch Thursday. It'll be fun. P.S. I'm coming to LA this week, guys. I'm back. So, Sandy, I have a theme for you for next week.
No, you don't. Do you actually?
I do.
Shit. Okay. No, I'm ready to anyway.
So. You are?
Yeah.
Okay, great. Okay.
In like 10 seconds. No, I'm ready. I'm ready.
Our theme for next week is preschools in Indiana.
Preschools in Indiana. I'm down for it.
It's either preschools
why,
or daycare centers.
No,
I can't decide.
You know what? We'll figure out what's better as we
we'll
go,
just, like,
but
feel
I like
it
that.
Out.
No, I
okay.
like that.
Good.
Okay. So someone on Instagram DM'd me, Mia, and Mia sent me a hilarious, I didn't read the rest of the, okay, I read most of the review. The main thing was the first line, and let me read it to you. This is a review of Cecilia's Cafe in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Here's the first line. It's a 5-star review. Okay, let's get right to the bleached, spiky-haired elephant in the room. Yes, Guy Fieri has left his smarmy, greasy fingers all over Cecilia's.
Oh, no.
But this was a 5-star review, so they were actually saying, like, they were saying, if that's not your thing, stay away. But they gave a 5-star review. So anyway, so then Mia sent me that review and then said that it would be a great challenge, reviews mentioning Guy Fieri. So I think that it would be fun, ideally not including his restaurants, like
right.
his specifically branded restaurants, to find reviews that mention Guy Fieri.
Okay, I gotta write this down right now.
One of my hair idols.
I am down to clown, if you know what I mean.
Nope, don't want to. Mia, thank you for that challenge.
Christine 2020. thank you, Mia. And thank you to myself for the theme. If you don't have anything else to say, I'm going to head out and get my season pass to the Depression Museum, and I'll see the rest of you next week.
That sounds good. See you there at the Depression Museum.
I'll be behind the glass case.
Jesus, it's like a mime, but
a mime, but like actually crying.
And actually touching glass.
And actually smacking.
This is so dumb. Okay.
Asking to be let out of my glass cage of depression.
No one let her out. Okay, bye everyone.
Glass case of emotion.